You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Cordishi and Coit.
Call the show at 401-737-1287. Southern New England's sports original. 103.7 WEEI.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two, Cordishi and Coit on this late time slot on Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to noon. We will be back at our regularly scheduled time in a few weeks. So the way it works is we have this BetQL show that is airing this Saturday morning, next Saturday, and the following Saturday here on 103.7 from 8 to 10 for the NCAA tournament. So next Saturday, I will be on from 10 a.m. to noon with Ben Kitchen.
Yep.
And then the following Saturday, Nick and Ben will host the show from 10 a.m. to noon before we get back to our regularly scheduled times. All right, so we did a little Red Sox going into the top of the hour break, and now this story about Shohei Ohtani. I don't know what else to say, but Major League Baseball does need to conduct a thorough investigation.
Yep.
And no BS here. I know he's one of your games, if not your sport's biggest and brightest star. You better do the right thing here, okay? If he had any knowledge or was directly involved with this gambling, you got to drop the hammer on him. I mean, when I say drop the hammer, I mean suspended for a season. At the very least.
At the least.
I find it hard to believe that $4.5 million can be wired from your account without you having knowledge of it, okay, or being a part of it. I know right now his translator's taking the hit, right? He's the fall guy. He's the one with the gambling problem. Maybe it is as simple as that. Maybe I'm being too cynical here because over the years I've seen cover-ups like this. But part of me wonders, is Major League Baseball trying to cover up for one of its game's biggest stars here by making the interpreter the fall guy? He'll be taken care of in some way, shape, or form for being the fall guy, and life will go on for Shohei and the Dodgers. I don't know. I've got my doubts.
I do, too. I think that's the way it's going to go. I think that's what it's sort of lining up to be. The fact that they announced it, what a news dump yesterday. Middle of Friday of the NCAA tournament at like 5:55 our time,
yep.
And MLB announces they're going to conduct a thorough investigation. That is a news dump at its finest. So that tells you, to me, that sets the tone for sort of what this is going to be. I think they'll look into it, but I don't know. I think it is lining up for there to be a fall guy. But I'm with you, Scott. Like, if he had any direct knowledge or involvement, I mean, the game's greatest hitter of all time was banned from the sport.
Yep.
It was a very similar sort of, you know, realm of, you know, what happened here. Now, look, Pete, you know, there was a thorough thing there, and somebody came forward and whatever, and, you know, Pete was a whole saga.
Pete definitely hasn't helped himself.
No.
But, you know, he never bet against his team, but he bet on his team, and there were nights when he didn't bet on his team, and that affects the way you manage your team, right?
Right.
On nights you're betting on him, you may burn your bullpen in ways you normally wouldn't.
Right.
Whereas, you know, on nights you didn't bet on your team, you may be like, to hell with it.
So it was a whole level. It was a whole thing. But
I still think he belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Of course he does. He's the greatest hitter of all time.
And just put the whole gambling thing on there as part of the
Got through the steroid era, and now we see guys that they're in the Hall of Fame, and they have links and connections to that. I mean, you know, that's a whole era and a whole problem that baseball had in itself.
Yep.
So, yeah, the greatest hitter of all time.
I think those guys should be in the Hall of Fame, too.
Like, yes. You know. Well, but there's already some in there that you know were,
of course.
You know, it. One of them got in that was here that was, you know, linked to
Poppy,
it.
Poppy, yeah.
Yes. So, you know, he belongs in there. So, yeah, I hope they do a thorough investigation, but I think it's probably going to be what you think it is, Scott, which is there's a fall guy and life goes on.
Yeah, the cover-up is on, probably. But, again, maybe Shohei didn't know anything about this. Maybe it was his interpreter with a gambling problem. Who knows? I find that hard to believe, but
yeah.
I think we need to know the answers to, did Shohei have any knowledge and or direct involvement in this? Like, is he himself gambling? And what was bet on?
Yeah.
Right? What was being bet on? Was it baseball? Was it Angels games while he was with the Angels? Mm-hmm. I mean, we need to know this stuff.
Yes.
That stuff needs to come out. And, again, I think Shohei, if he's found to be guilty in any of this, I think baseball needs to drop the hammer on him.
I agree.
Not just a little slap on the wrist. I don't care if he's your game's biggest star. If he needs to sit out a year, he needs to sit out a year. And, oh, by the way, maybe not the worst thing because he's coming off the elbow surgery. He can only hit for the Dodgers this year anyway.
Yeah.
Suspend him this year.
Yeah, and they need to set a tone. That's the whole point, is you need to set a tone with this kind of stuff.
Yep.
And, you know, I think the NFL has actually done a decent job with this, too. A guy we had been talking about the last couple weeks in Calvin Ridley that the Patriots wanted to go after and sign, he was involved in something like this, and they dropped the hammer on him.
Yep.
He was out a year. Like that, you have to set the tone because it is such a huge deal in sports these days.
Right.
With all the money in the industry, with the apps, with all these different companies. And again, we got pushed back to a later time slot this morning because there's a show that talks all about it that's a national programming. So, you know, that stuff needs to be addressed and, you know, and you're right. They need to set a tone.
Nick, I don't know. Maybe you know the answer to this. I don't know what these professional sports leagues have for rules in terms of their players and coaches for gambling. To me, because gambling is so now widespread and legalized throughout the country, I don't have a problem with them being able to gamble, but you should not be allowed to bet on your own sport.
On your own sport,
right?
Yep, exactly.
I mean, if a baseball player wants to bet on an NBA game, yeah, go ahead. But to me, you shouldn't be allowed to bet on your own sport. That should be the one rule that these athletes should all have to adhere by.
100%, because it just gets murky, and you never know where it goes from there. It could affect the games and the outcomes of the game. So I totally agree with you. You can go crazy if you're, you know, if you're somebody that's playing for the Red Sox. And I'm sitting here trying to think of the Red Sox biggest star on the back of my head. And I said, wow, that took me a minute, you know.
Yep.
But if you're some guy that's playing for the Red Sox and you go to a Celtics game, you want to bet on it, by all means, go for it. Who cares? It's the other sport.
Right.
Great. Everybody does.
Right.
But you shouldn't be able to do it on your own sport. Totally.
Right. Let's go to the calls. 401-777-1037. The phone number. Jim is in Connecticut. Good morning, Jim. You're next on Cordishy and Coit on WEEI.
Hey, good morning. Hey,
Jim.
I wanted to talk in a little bit of follow up on the NCAA tournament selection conversation you guys had at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. And I knew from the moment I saw the selections that the rig is always in for Big Ten, SEC, and those teams crap out as early in the tournament as any other conference, whether it be the Pac West or Mountain West or whatever those other conferences are. You look at a team like James Madison, and you mentioned it earlier, 31-3. How
really
could you make that a 12 seed? It doesn't make any sense. They're playing major college basketball. They played against some very top-tier teams. It's almost as if, as long as you're in a major conference, like the Big Ten or the SEC, you're always going to get a top five or six seed, no matter how well you do in the regular season, even if you might have a 500 record. And I do agree with both you guys. The Big East was completely screwed this year. St. John's and Seton Hall absolutely would have made better showings than teams like Virginia. So I'm with you all the way on that. And I don't know what would make a better selection process. All these analytics and so forth don't seem to really seed very well. But I think there should be a lot more eyeball tests. I think there's a lot missing from whoever's picking these teams when it comes down to the rankings.
Jim, I agree with you on all counts, and thank you for the phone call. First of all, number one, you are so right that analytics to me has ruined sports in many cases. To me, the eyeball test needs to take center stage. As we said earlier in the show, I'm all for adding former coaches onto the committee and getting the nerds off or the people that maybe don't know as much about the sport. You know, get Boeheim, Roy Williams, Mike Krzyzewski, but get some mid-major coaches on there as well. Let them decide. You're also spot on when it comes to James Madison, right? Underseeded at 12. Why? Because the analytics tell you, well, they had no quad one wins. Or well, guess what? As James Jones said after beating Auburn yesterday, we don't get those opportunities. No, nobody wants to play us. We were lucky enough, James Jones said, to be able to go to Gonzaga in Kansas this year. But I can't tell you the last time we've had a game on a home floor where we've had a chance to get a quad one win at home. People won't play us.
They won't do it.
So they don't have the opportunity. James Madison, Yale, they don't have the opportunity to pick up those quad one wins. Okay, they don't play in a conference that allows them that. Doesn't mean they're not good.
Well, and what's going to become murky here, too, with the analytics, because clearly that drove a lot of selection this year. And, I thought Kim English, as straightforward as he was after PC missed out on selection, he made a good point of the fact that you're going to really murky things up here in terms of, you know, the gentleman's agreement. Like, if you're up by 25 over a team that's in a lesser conference and you're Providence in non-conference play next year, you're going to start running up the score because it's better for the analytics? That's a really slippery slope.
Yeah.
Like that really, and that goes against just plain sportsmanship.
Right.
But if that's what's going to get teams into the NCAA tournament,
yep,
winning by 50 instead of winning by 25, guess what? They're going to do it. They're going to go after it. And that's a shame. That ruins the sort of good nature of sports. And it also takes away from guys, if you're in non-conference play, that if you're up 25 and you're, you know, a coach of a major program, you're not going to put in those bench guys to see those minutes and see what they can do in that time. You're just going to keep your top 7-8 on the floor, and you're just going to keep running up the score. And I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate that.
That would
factor into getting selected for the tournament.
Now, Kim English also had very pointed comments about quad 3 and 4 losses.
Yeah.
That was directly pointed at Texas A&M, who,
100%.
By the way, has
did win.
Pounded Nebraska,
yep,
and advanced to meet Houston in the second round tomorrow.
But Jim from Connecticut made the point about the SEC. SEC's had a tough tournament so far.
SEC has gotten hammered.
Yikes.
And I agree with him overall, too. Like, for years, Boeheim, when he was in the Big East, was on that wagon. It's like the Big Ten gets so overrated every year this time of year and gets way too many teams in. So I agree with them on that. Yeah, the SEC got absolutely demolished. And I saw the Big East tweeted something out. This is the first time in the history of the tournament that a conference has gone undefeated and all of their teams have won by 15 or more with a minimum of 3 teams,
yep,
in the tournament, their first round games.
Yeah.
So
they are, I mean, Creighton, Marquette, and UConn all took care of business and took care of business well. So it's just, I have a bigger, like the bigger conferences, okay, you can compare the season that Kentucky had with St. John's or whatever. You know, maybe they are overrated. They get too many teams in. I have a bigger issue with the fact that the Big East is one of the best conferences for college basketball, and the Mountain West gets 6 teams in and gets embarrassed. That's a joke. That's an absolute joke. And I think if you're the Big East and you're really ticked off about this, call the commissioner for the Mountain West. You know how in non-conference play they always do the Big Ten versus Big East challenge?
Yeah.
Call him and say, hey, let's do a Mountain West versus Big East challenge. See how that goes. You know how much they'd get demolished in that? That would be fun to watch for me. I'd love to see him do it. Prove the point.
Yeah.
Dig in.
All right, Jim, thank you for the phone call. 401-777-1037 is the phone number. Okay, the Patriots and the Dynasty. Some interesting fallout from this past week. And I, for one, was happy to hear the comments of some former Patriot players that were made earlier this week. Let's get to that when we come back. We'll take a break. We'll get you caught up to date on the sports headlines, and we'll come back with a little football talk. You're listening to Cordishy and Coit on Southern New England Sports Original 103.7 WEEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.